Berg. What's going on, sir?
Bill, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I've got a list of questions from the audience already lined up for you.
Rapid fire. I'll answer them all in one word.
Okay, that'll work. when does Nick Starkel sign up?
Well, he's been following Knowles 24/7. I spoke with Nick last week, and I don't have the exact visit date, but we reported it. It's going to be at the end of March. Nick Starkel told me I'm going to visit Arkansas on, I think it's March 9th, and then I think the FSU visit's like March 26th, whatever that weekend is. He explained to me that he's not doing the visits far apart to drag this out. He said that he's going to visit Arkansas. He was hoping to visit FSU the following weekend, but FSU goes on spring break, and then he goes on spring break, so he's going to visit them 3 weeks after Arkansas. It sounds like those are the only two teams. He left it open to where, yeah, maybe I'll go take another visit, but it sounds like Arkansas or Florida State.
Here's another one. Jim in West Palm says, ask Newberg about how much help the grad transfers can give on the offensive line.
Help? Well, right now we have one, Ryan Roberts from NIU. RJ Proctor is going to be the other. And then, we'll see if they can get in the race for Braun, but I'm not quite sure yet. So let's go with what they got right now, Ryan Roberts. After seeing him in person, I was up there for junior day, and he was on his official visit. I do think he is going to contribute day one for Florida State. He looks to be in the 285 range, not slender by any means, but he's not carrying really any bad weight, whereas JUCO transfer Jay Williams has more work to do on his body once they get there. That's the difference between coming from a junior college and coming from even a program like NIU. Roberts is much more prepared for the college level than Jay Williams is at this point. But luckily, both of them are in and signed and in the strength and conditioning. So, hopefully we see Jay Williams contribute at some point, but I do think Ryan Roberts makes an impact.
Earlier in the show, Berg, we were playing an audio clip that was totally unrelated to Florida State. It was Jerry Kill, who's now an AD, former Minnesota coach, talking on a Big Ten radio show about how he doesn't like P.J. Fleck, the current Minnesota coach, and he was explaining it. And he says at the end, here's what he says, which brings it to our conversation currently. He says, it's kind of like Jimbo Fisher when he left Florida State, and he didn't even call Rick Trickett, didn't even communicate with him, just left. Is that true?
I don't know that to be true. I don't know.
I never heard that either. He just threw that in there out of the blue.
The funny, obviously he's probably getting that from Trickett, because what else would he say? I've heard a lot of, when Jimbo Fisher left, we heard a lot of people hurt by what he said or didn't say. We mainly heard from the players. I was talking to the coaches back then. They didn't really know. What's Jimbo Fisher really going to do in a situation like that? Keep these guys updated in real time about exactly what's going on. And then he didn't really leave. If you remember, they kind of ousted him because they didn't want him on the field against ULM. It got real ugly at the end. Did he not call Trickett? I don't know. I don't know that to be true or false, but we did hear players say that they were hurt by it. That was a tough situation probably for a lot of people. But that's a weird thing to bring up. What do you think about him criticizing a head coach in his conference, though?
Now, who are you talking about?
Jerry Kill.
Well, now he's an AD at a MAC school now. He's not there anymore.
Okay,
but
he's not in the Big Ten. Okay, he's not an AD in the Big Ten. I got
no.
You. Okay,
no.
Well,
so
it's just personal then.
Okay. Oh, it's very personal. Yeah, he helped him get the Western Michigan job. Fleck came in there and publicly trashed him. Like the previous group, how we got to change the culture. It's personal. Yeah, it's.
Well, then let's go. That's fair game. He's not. If he was in the Big Ten, that'd be unprofessional. If he was an AD in the Big Ten, but forget it. Yeah. Shots fired. Let's go.
But yeah, and I had not heard it, so I sent the clip because I knew what the gist of it was, but I sent the clip to Crazy Charlie, and we're listening. last hour. And then at the end, it was just the whole trick. I went, whoa. I really think that Jerry Kill said that to troll Karen because he knew where the target demographic was there, right? That had to be it.
Yeah, but hey, let's be honest. I mean, Trickett was lucky to be there the last two or three years that he was at Florida State. So maybe just the fact that Jimbo was taking another job, this was the wave goodbye to Rick Trickett for Fisher. I mean, he didn't bring him to A&M.
Correct. I wouldn't have brought
a weird situation.
Look, if A&M hires me, I'm not taking Rick Trickett and Charles Kelly with me. That's not happening.
Right. And FSU fans were bitter for those guys being left behind, and they had a right to be. You know, why, Jimbo, if you got this great shiny new job, why aren't you taking these assistants that we wanted you to get rid of for 4 or 5 years? Why aren't you taking them with you? So, yeah, of course there's some outrage there over who he did and did not take.
What's happening with recruiting? Anything that's standing out in the moment?
We're going to talk recruiting next week, you and I, Bill, because I'm going to the Orlando opening this weekend. One of Florida State's top QB commits, well, only QB commit, but he is a good player. Jeff Sims is going to be there throwing, so I'm going to get to watch a lot of him. But there's going to be a ton of FSU targets. And we're going to kind of find out where FSU is with some of these top elite guys in the state of Florida coming off of the 2018 season. See where they're at. So we'll talk recruiting next week, Bill.
Berg, tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up. What's up?
Oh, man. We just hit 1 million listens, Bill. We did 1 million listens in 2 years. But the Big Three Roll-Up, if you haven't listened to it yet, it's on iTunes. It's on SoundCloud. We drop a new episode every Thursday morning. Last week, we had Andy Staples from Sports Illustrated on. And we're going to do a big show again tonight, so tune in. It'll drop tomorrow at 7 a.m.
See you next week, Burke.
Bye, Bill. Have a great day.